This is Illinois Edition. I'm Sean Crawford. Over 80% of teenagers say they use their smartphones while driving, and those who do are also more likely to engage in other risky behaviors when they're behind the wheel. That's according to a new survey by State Farm Insurance. Missy Dundoff is with State Farm. She joins us to talk more about the findings. Missy, those numbers, I gotta say, are pretty scary.
It really is. And when we did the survey, we realized that we really needed to continue to raise awareness, not only to teens, but also to their parents, just to let everyone know that it is still an issue. Even though there are laws against this type of use in the car, it's still happening and it's very dangerous.
They understand, apparently, though, that it is dangerous to be distracted and drive, and yet they do it anyway.
Yeah, they do. And within the study, we asked them, why? You know this is dangerous. Why do you do it? And one of the reasons was they said it was habit, but the other big reason was they wanted to stay in touch with friends and family. And because it's a habit, and when friends and family reach out to them while they're in the car, they just do it. And that's a little scary because things happen so quick on the road, and you just don't want something terrible to happen when they're quickly checking their phone.
I guess I can at least understand the appeal of texting or talking on a phone, but I even saw in the survey that some people are gaming while they're driving.
It really is scary, some of the things that kids are doing. You know, they are gaming. They're taking pictures and taking video, and when we asked them, why are you doing that, they said, well, I saw something interesting I wanted to share. And because we live in a time now that everything is so instantaneous and people want to just share what they're seeing right away, the kids are trying to keep up with that, and we need to keep raising awareness of how dangerous this is, and that's why we continue just to do studies like this to see if anything's changing.
Well, we all know kids learn from their parents. That's good and bad, I guess, because when the parents have bad habits like distracted driving, the kids are picking up on that. You found that out as well.
Oh, yeah, and I think parents don't even realize kind of the example they're setting in the car. Even if they're at a stoplight and they're checking their phone, the teens are in the car, or even preteens are in the car seeing that. So when they start driving, they remember their parents checking their phone while they're in the car. So it's really important as parents to make sure you're being a good example in the car, because it really is making an impact on those teens or preteens as they're sitting there watching you.
So what else can be done? I mean, once you have a teenager, they don't listen to us anyway. I know that firsthand. So, you know, what else can be done to try to, you know, curb some of this that's going on?
Yeah, and that's the big question. I mean, I think the awareness is key. We have a lot of our agents that go out into the classrooms, and we have a new program. It's called the Driver's Feedback, where parents can download an application on their phone, and when our agents go in and talk to the families and the teens about this, when the parents are sitting in the car with them, they can rate their driving. And so basically what it is somehow it picks up on, with the GPS and everything, how they're driving, and it'll give them a grade, like 80%. And it'll signal, okay, you're doing this or you're doing this wrong. And even when the parents aren't in the car, you download it onto their phone, and you can go over that with the teen when they get home at night. And so that type of awareness of just telling teens, you know, when you kind of roll through a stop sign, that's not safe. When you're doing this or that, checking your phone, even checking your GPS, that is not safe. So that awareness is really, really important.
We're talking with Missy Dundoff of State Farm Insurance about a new survey from the company when it looks at distracted driving among teenagers. Well, you found out something interesting, I thought, when it came to why some teens, though, choose not to be on their phones when driving. And it wasn't just necessarily that their parents told them not to.
Right. You know, they knew it was unsafe. They know that it's not safe to do that, and so they didn't do it. And there are teens out there who are aware of the safety issues and that there are laws out there, but because the survey still had 80% of teens who seemed to still be doing that, even if they knew it was unsafe, that's why we're getting the word out to tell people what's going on.
Now, there's always been distracted driving. I know people, you know, fooling with the car radio, talking with other people in the car, maybe not even, you know, looking straight ahead, but looking off to the side too much. But this has gone to another level with smartphones. I mean, and it's not just kids. We're seeing this with older drivers as well. But is that showing up in the number of accidents? Do you guys at State Farm, do you see that?
Yeah, we definitely see more causes of accidents being from distracted driving. And, you know, we tend to focus on auto safety because we see those type of accidents all the time. So, yeah, while like you said, distracted driving is nothing new, but the level of it has just changed. The electronics people have in their car, maybe it's not their phone, even if they have a Bluetooth, that can be distracting. And so just being aware and being that defensive driver where you're being safe and protecting others on the road, not just yourself, is really important. You just want to not get into a situation where you're getting in an accident because you glanced down at your phone because it beeped.
You've done these studies before, and you've looked at these quite a bit. Is there anything that, you know, stands out or has surprised you maybe in this one or the last couple of years?
I think what surprises me is that the numbers are still so high. I know we continue to have new teen drivers every year, and all teens think it won't happen to them. But because awareness is out there and there have been so many campaigns from many companies and many organizations, it really surprises me that it's still an issue to the degree it is. And I think that parents need to continue to have conversations with their teens. Teachers need to continue to have conversations because it's only going to get even more technologically crazy out there with the more things they develop.
Missy Dundov is with State Farm Insurance. You can find a link to that survey on teen drivers at our website, illinoisedition.org. Missy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.